Welcome Guide for Tier 1 Protégés in the Construction Cohort. Introduction. Welcome to Tier 1 of the PennDOT Mentor Protégé Program MPP for Contractors. This guide will help you navigate the resources available on ProRank Academy PRA and help you get to Tier 2 of the MPP Construction Cohort. Initially, only your PRA profile will have access to the MPP rooms available to your firm. Suppose you would like others in your organization to access the MPP rooms available to your firm on PRA. In that case, you must use the multi-account feature found as the third tab in your profile menu to allow others to view the MPP rooms using your PRA profile. This feature is explained further below. Secondary Protégé Signup Process. Requesting and granting multi-account access. Secondary MPP protégés or PRA users from the protégé firm who did not complete the MPP questionnaire must request multi-account access to the primary protégé's PRA profile. Once the primary MPP protégé grants multi-account access, the secondary protégé can toggle to the primary protégé's profile and view the MPP rooms and resources using the primary protégé profile. Legal disclaimer. By enabling multi-account access, you acknowledge and accept the risks associated with granting access to secondary users. ProRank Academy is not liable for any misuse, unauthorized access, or data loss resulting from the use of the multi-account function. Users are responsible for managing and monitoring access permissions and ensuring compliance with all relevant data protection regulations and organizational policies. Navigating the PennDOT MPP rooms. 1. Understanding your role as a Tier 1 protégé. As a Tier 1 protégé in the construction cohort, you are not yet registered or business partner registered, BPR, on PennDOT's Engineering and Construction Management System, ECMS. Our goal in Tier 1 is to help you become business partner registered as a contractor on ECMS. To do business with PennDOT, you must become a registered business partner. ECMS business partner registration is the first step in the process that provides the ability to perform services for PennDOT. 2. Understanding group rooms. Group rooms or rooms provide PRA users with consolidated information on a specific subject or objective. Each of the PennDOT MPP cohorts and their tiers has its respective rooms on PRA, consolidating the relevant information for that MPP cohort tier. Each MPP participant will have access to various MPP rooms that may change as the participant moves through the program. The MPP point of contact, primary protégé PR user can access all MPP group rooms by navigating to the group rooms page and entering the keyword MPP into the search box. This will show a list of all MPP rooms in which their company is currently enrolled. Only the PRA profile of the MPP primary protégé user will be able to see or access the MPP rooms. As explained above, all other company users from the protégé firm must receive multi-account access to use the primary protégé's profile to view MPP rooms. PennDOT MPP Room. This room is for all PRA users interested in and or enrolled in the PennDOT MPP. It shows all program stakeholders from both cohorts and across all tiers, including interested stakeholders who still need to be enrolled as mentors or protégés. Contractor MPP Room. This room is for all PennDOT MPP consultant cohort participants. Please note that although you will meet potential mentors in this room, you should only attempt to pair with them on projects once you have successfully reached Tier 3 of the program. Tier 1 Contractors Room. This room contains resources, courses, and discussion forums focused on helping your firm become PennDOT Business Partner Registered on, ECMS, to reach Tier 2 of the Contractor Cohort. Tier 1 Contractors Room Forum. You can use these discussions to ask PennDOT or MPP admins questions anytime and read through previous responses. 3. PR Group Room Statuses. Rooms on PRA have three visibility statuses. By completing their PRA profile and uploading their capability statement, PRA users are automatically enrolled into applicable rooms, which may have public, private, or hidden status. These three room statuses are explained further below. Public rooms. These rooms are open for all PRA users to join anytime. Public rooms are visible and accessible to all PRA users. Example, PennDOT Resources Room. Example, Heavy Highway Construction Room. Private rooms. These rooms require the PRA users to request access and receive approval from a room moderator. Most PRA users gain access to these rooms by providing relevant information. Private rooms are visible to all PRA users but not accessible without prior approval. Example, PennDOT MPP room. Example, DBE supportive service room. Hidden rooms. These rooms are only visible to room members. Most PRA users gain access to these rooms by providing relevant information. Hidden rooms are invisible to all PRA users except the currently enrolled room members, and these rooms can only be accessed with admin approval. Example, contractor's MPP room. Example, Tier 1 contractor's room. Four room hierarchies. Rooms house other rooms on PRA as subgroups. Most rooms on PRA are nested and can be navigated using the breadcrumb links at the top of the room page, just below the room banner image. Subgroups. Each room with subordinate rooms has a subgroups tab. This tab shows the next level of rooms, which drill down to more specific classifications of information. Breadcrumb feature. Room visitors can navigate from subrooms back up the room hierarchy utilizing the tiny links which are located just under the room banner image of all subrooms. MPP room nesting logic for the Tier 1 contractor's room is shown below. Parent room, child room, grandchild room. The equivalent would be PennDOT MPP room, contractor's MPP room, Tier 1 contractor's room. MPP Tier 1 contractor focus. 1. Understanding PennDOT business partner registration. If your organization desires to work with PennDOT as a construction contractor or in another capacity, your organization must register as a business partner. This will allow using PennDOT's Engineering and Construction Management System, ECMS, to conduct business, e.g., submit bids and quotes on ECMS projects with PennDOT. Please complete the PDF business partner application and email it to the ECMS help desk with the appropriate electronic signatures. Please review the checklist and ensure all fields are filled out, all signatures and titles are correct, and the signature dates are entered. For questions, call 855-783-8330 and reference BP Registration ECMS Help Desk. Once the registration for your organization is complete, an email will be sent to the security administrator as designated on the electronic registration form, providing an ECMS user ID and password. This will allow your security administrator to do the following. Establish user IDs and passwords for other users within your company. Assign users in your company to security groups, allowing these users to see, enter, and submit information for your company based on the level of security provided by the security group. Delete users for your company. Reset passwords for your users. A business partner can register to do business as a construction contractor, a consultant, or both. Please note that the MPP currently only supports participation in one cohort at a time. Exceptions may be made for underutilized firms on a case-by-case basis. The PennDOT MPP does not currently support suppliers, flaggers, haulers, or other PennDOT construction contract work that does not require a work code. A list of all PennDOT work that requires a work code and is eligible construction cohort work for the MPP can be found here. 2. Tier 1 Contractor Learning Objectives. PRA Course 22.1, ECMS Business Partner Registration. This course will walk you through completing and submitting your Business Partner Registration BPR applications to PennDOT. The BPR application submission is a two-part process. The online form submission is a five-tab web form completed and submitted through the ECMS Frameset website. The PDF Business Partner Agreement is a PDF document that must also be completed and emailed back to the ECMS Help Desk. Note, the information on both forms must match precisely to prevent delays in receiving your business partner ID number and administrative user password. It is a best practice to create your ECMS user immediately after receiving your administrative username and password via email. 3. Tier 1 Contractor Learning Resources. ECMS Business Partner Registration Instructions. This PennDOT drafted set of instructions on business partner registration comes from the ECMS platform and can be accessed on the ECMS Frameset platform. Types of work that fall under the construction contractor work type. This is a list of approved PennDOT heavy highway work classifications that correspond to the construction contractor work type. Pub 637 excerpt, creating ECMS users and security groups. This PDF is an excerpt from PennDOT Pub 637 on creating users in ECMS. This is one of the main steps that new users need to remember. When you first receive your ECMS admin username and business partner ID number, you should log in to the ECMS Frameset website to create at least one ECMS user who can access the main ECMS front-end website. Please ensure the newly created user is enabled with the correct security group settings. Otherwise, they may not receive the proper notifications from ECMS or be able to perform the appropriate functions for your firm in ECMS. Frequently Asked Questions. PennDOT created this document containing a list of commonly asked questions and answers regarding the ECMS Business Partner Registration Process. PennDOT BPR Resource webpage. This PennDOT webpage contains information and resources for ECMS Business Partner Registration. It also directly links to the ECMS Frameset, where you initiate the BPR application process, create ECMS users, and reset passwords. Additional resources. This interactive diagram provides an interactive view of the entire MPP lifecycle from start to finish. It includes video instructions and direct links to each webpage referenced at each step. Penn Mentor Protégé Program MP website. This is the official website for the PennDOT MPP program. It contains various resources to help protégés and mentors understand and navigate the program. PennDOT MPP Program Guide. This document is PennDOT's guidance on policies and procedures for the Mentor Protégé Program. PennDOT ECMS Roadmap. This is an interactive PDF diagram of the PennDOT ECMS process of becoming ready to work for PennDOT projects. ProRank Academy Password Reset Link. This will allow you to reset your PRA password if you forgot it or are having issues logging in. Multi-Account Access and Disclaimer. Requesting Multi-Account Access. PRA users from the protégé firm who did not complete the MPP questionnaire, secondary protégés, must request multi-account access from the firm's MPP point of contact, primary protégé, user to access MPP rooms. Once the primary protégé user grants multi-account access, the secondary protégé user can toggle to the primary MPP user's profile and view the MPP rooms and resources using the primary user's access. Legal disclaimer. By enabling multi-account access, you acknowledge and accept the risks associated with granting access to secondary users. ProRank Academy is not liable for any misuse, unauthorized access, or data loss resulting from the use of the multi-account function. Users are responsible for managing and monitoring access permissions and ensuring compliance with all relevant data protection regulations and organizational policies. Conclusion. The MPP Tier 1 Contractor Welcome Guide provides a detailed framework for new PennDOT MPP program participants to navigate the Mentor Protégé Program MPP resources on PRA. This guide is maintained as a virtual document. For the latest version, please use the link on this document and check the top right corner of any page for changes to the version number. For further assistance, please contact the PennDOT MPP Supportive Services Center by email at pennmpp@prorankllc.com or by phone at 833-736-6677 or 833-PEN-MPP. You can also visit us at PennMPP.com for more information on the PennDOT MPP. Thanks for taking the time to listen to the MPP Tier 1 Contractor Welcome Guide.